you know, Seneca Valley, it's a shame for Penn Hills not to be able to host the game, obviously, on their home turf, but it was just a mess. The people at Plum were kind enough to have their facilities available. And it probably hurt Penn Hills, quite frankly, because Seneca Valley's speed just and I'm not saying that Penn Hills isn't fast, but their offense just it seemed to take on that turf. And, of course, all the turnovers Penn Hills had last night. The Raiders roll and their first playoff win since 2002. Not completely shocking, but they looked impressive last night.
Yeah, I think Seneca Valley is a little better than people give them credit for. I remember talking to the Keysport head coach Jim Ward after they lost to them up there, and everybody was like, wow, wait, how did Seneca Valley ever beat McKeesport? And I expected him to say, oh, it was just, you know, we beat ourselves. But he said they made mistakes, but he was really surprised. He said he thought people were going to be surprised when it was all said and done at how good they are. And I think they are. I mean, I think their defense is probably still a work in progress. But they can definitely score points. They're a hard offense to prepare for. You can't really simulate that in practice. You don't have the personnel usually that on the scout team that you can go and run that high tempo zone read, quick passes, shovel passes, screens, draws, whatever. So and they have athletes and they're going to be good next year. They're losing quite a bit of linemen, but according to Coach Hall, they have quite a few guys in the wings up front, and obviously their skill kids are good, and they're basically all back.
Yeah, well, Barnes and Brown, the quarterback, are definitely, and those are two nice components to have. You mentioned the offensive line is going to graduate some kids, but when you have young components that are going to come back in place, it just bodes well. In fact, I mentioned that to Hall. I said, you know, you're young, and North Allegheny is young. Everybody thought that, you know, the graduation would hurt them. Boy, it certainly hasn't. That's going to be a great rematch. Some really great rematches in Quad A, including Penn Trafford and Gateway. How for real is Penn Trafford? I guess we're going to find out again as they rematch against their conference foes.
Yeah, and that one was as close as it could be. There was a missed kick at the – or I'm sorry, Penn Trafford made a kick at the end to win the game. Low-scoring game, and I would expect more of the same. I think the Penn Trafford is as good as they were. I think at that point in the season to now, I think Gateway is probably better. I think their offense has had time to, you know, figure out what Terry Smith wants to run. Darren Franklin is back and healthy as far as by all accounts. I'm not sure about last night. They cruised, but Franklin is key to their team, not just their offense. He is clearly their number one back, and if he's healthy, they're very good because their offense can score points. Without him, or without him at 100%, their defense is still very good, but they've had trouble moving the ball and scoring points. But like I said, he looks healthy, and they look better in week 11 than they did in week 4, or week, you know, whatever that, whenever that was.
Yeah, their offense has really been clicking the last few weeks. We're joined by Craig McConnell, coordinating producer over at Root Sports. He joins us every Saturday morning here on the UPMC Center for Rehab Services High School Football Show, presented by Root Sports on 93.7 The Fan. We had Tom Woodson on, the Gateway's quarterback. He's a junior. Talked to him. He's having a nice season with 1,200 yards passing and 11 touchdowns. Yeah, it's going to be a real great game. I'm excited about that. I want to go to AAA with you for just a minute. West Mifflin Montour should be a great one. Knock Thomas Jefferson, lots of intrigue there, obviously, with the passing of the girl a couple of days ago up in the school district. Very sad. And Franklin Regional Hopewell, obviously Russell Shell, we seem to talk about him every week. He needs 228 yards to break the state record. I don't think he's going to get it next week. I think Franklin Regional is a sleeper team in AAA that maybe not everybody's talking about. Do you think Shell breaks the record next week, or is this his last high school football game?
Well, I saw Franklin last night. I went to shoot their game, and frankly, they were not very impressive. I know that they had cruised, through their schedule. And Bell Vernon is kind of a tough team to play. Their kids play hard all the time. But Bell Vernon was really banged up. They had a couple kids out and then a couple more get hurt. And that was a 14-14 game, and Bell Vernon fumbled a snap into the end zone that really could have changed the complexity of the game late in the game in the fourth quarter, I think. So, I'm not sure. I mean, again, with only a one game, example, I shouldn't really speak on it, but Franklin Regional last night, there were wide open holes for Ian Dobbins, the Bell Vernon running back, to run through, and he's no rougher shell. So if I had to, place a friendly wager on it, I'd say that absolutely he has a very good shot of breaking that. My guy that was at Hopewell last night, though, kind of made a couple comments to me afterwards that he thought that Shell was kind of, he looked, in his words, tired. He looked kind of wore down, because, hey, let's face it, the kid gets 35, 40 carries a game. Yep. He's been doing it since, well, at least the middle of his freshman year, and he's always been the key. He's always been the main focal point of the offense. So he's been getting hit for four straight years now, and he's a fast kid, but he runs the contact. He's taken a lot of contact, but I expect him. Yeah, I think he has every shot to break that record, and I see no reason why they can't advance in that game, frankly, based on this week's performances at least.
Yeah, Bell Vernon jumped out to a 7-0 lead. It was 14-14 in the fourth quarter, and it took a block punt return for a touchdown, and then a Dane Brown score in the fourth to give Franklin Regional the victory. Craig McConnell.
And also, by the way, they also returned an interception about 80 yards to set up that Dane Brown touchdown.
Okay.
I mean, it was really Bell Vernon. I bet if you look at yardage, I bet Bell Vernon had more yards.
That's interesting. It's something I'd try to take a look into. I'm excited. I'm going to go out and see that game next week. I've already circled it. I think it's there's so much intrigue in that particular game, and then the others. In Double A, Aliquippa, Washington, Elwood City last night on the road, getting 22 points in the fourth quarter. They get Greensburg Central Catholic, Jeanette Sadie's side, and Seton LaSalle, South Fayette. The Brumbaugh household going to be maybe torn apart this week, perhaps, with the brothers perhaps playing against one another. Again, Double A very wide open.
Yeah, it is, and I think, though, that there are probably two clear-cut teams in there that are better than the rest, in my opinion. I know Jeanette would have something to say about this, too, because they're good. But to me, Seton LaSalle and Aliquippa are clearly the top two. I'm not sure about that conference that Jeanette and Greensburg are coming out of. I think the Seton has played much better competition. Washington's a pretty good team. They took care of them. So I think the Aliquippa and Seton are probably your clear-cut one and two. Jeanette and Seton, if Seton can get by South Fayette, although South Fayette's putting it together kind of late. It'll be interesting to see. I'm not exactly sure what the health status of John Lerda is, their original starting quarterback. If he's healthy, I got to believe he's going to go with the experience. But since the Brett Brumbaugh has played, they've put up points, and they've been impressive. And I wasn't surprised, frankly, that they beat Beaver Falls. I saw Beaver Falls earlier.
Right.
I was not really impressed. But South Fayette, Joe Rossi is a great head coach, and they lost a ton of kids off of last year's Woodfield Championship team. But it's one of those schools that if you give them all year to get better, they're going to be better at the end of the day than they were at the beginning. So, yeah, Seton LaSalle, South Fayette, that's a good double-A game next week.